We gave our best shot, but really, you know, I was a little bit disappointed. I said to the guys after the game that I think we just sort of left too much in the changing room today, really, you know. I think we gave Havant a very good team, by the way, but so we gave them too much respect first half. I thought we stood off them and just let them play a little bit too much. So, yeah, overall, sort of like, you know, fair play to Havant. They totally deserved the win, and good luck to them in the next round.
Got a bit wet in the second half, but rather than be a level, I believe Bradbury thought that actually helped his team.
Yeah, possibly. I thought they moved the ball a lot quicker than what we did. You know, we sort of like dwelt on the ball too much today, and our passes weren't crisper either. So, and we didn't really sort of create many openings. That was the most disappointing thing as well, because normally we do, especially at home. But like I say, you know, we dust ourselves off and move on to next Saturday.
There were a couple of chances. Zach Moulin put a diving header over the top, and about the first or second minute, Barry Mason had a volley.
Yeah, so you know, we created two or three chances, and on another day they might have gone in. But I thought they were all, you know, always in control, Havant today. It don't help when we sort of, you know, we're giving freebie goals away at the moment, you know, and it's something we've got to sort of like sort out, because we've only had one clean sheet all season, and that's quite unlike us. But it's probably about something to do with the amount of players we're using. You know, we've used something like 32 players so far this season, so that's obviously reflected in the play at the moment.
One player you wanted to use, Owen Royal, a lot of people were telling me what a good prospect he is, a 16-year-old. He was in your team sheet, but you had to change it. He hurt himself warming up?
Yeah, he's got shin splints, and because we were so short of players, I had a call upon him last night to come and help us out, but he didn't really sort of get through the warm-up, and obviously with shin splints, you can't really sort of treat him, you know, you just got to give it rest, so we thought it was the best thing to do was rest him up today.
And it must be nice having Mark Diaper back at the club. Is he a player coach now?
Yeah, that's right. He's player coach and assistant as well. So, yeah, it's quite good, because it's like the lads commented after the game. It's a change for him to get wet rather than me. So, yeah, no, it was. It's good to have him back at the club. You know, he's good in the changing room, and that's quite important at any club.
So a couple of FA Cup wins this season, a little bit of money bank, but what's your sort of target for the Wessex League?
Target is really top four, really, you know. Like I say, we're going to get better as the season goes on when we get the players back, etc., and get over our spout of injuries. So come end of September, we'll probably be full strength, and that's when we sort of tend to sort of pick a little bit of momentum up. So anything which we can pick up between now and then is a bonus.
Seems to be going to be quite competitive this year.
Very good league, you know. There's six or seven teams that could possibly win it this year. You know, my money's on Blackfield, to be fair. But like I say, you know, you go anywhere in the Wessex League and you're going to get a tough game, especially if you're Sholing or if you're Blackfield or Porchester or Moneyfields even. You know, every team, you know, really, you know, puts in a real shift against you. So, yeah, whoever actually eventually wins it, I'm sure they would have earned that.